Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Establish the Pass podcast presented by Clutch Points. I'm your host, Blake Lovell. With me, as always, my co-host, Dylan Reagan. Dylan, we're back here to make our picks for week 7 of the NFL season. Some of us, a little bit more momentum than others at the moment when it comes to our picks. We're going to get to some talking points here in a second. With certain teams, like, I think this is going to be like the theme of our picks this week. Like, there are just certain teams that are a lot of fun to watch, and then there are other teams, and I'm talking about one team in particular, that may be one of the most frustrating teams I've watched in years. But we'll get to that shortly, Dylan. Let's start with the good stuff, though, because we're going to start with our game of the week, and we do only have one this week, and, well, as we go through our picks, you'll see why, because I don't know that there are a lot of other games that are necessarily game of the week contenders. Now, we know how it works. There will be some that are very exciting, and all that, but this is clearly the game of the week. That's the Chiefs on the road, 3-point favorites in San Francisco to take on the 49ers. Niners coming off a disappointing loss to the Falcons. Chiefs, of course, coming off the loss to the Bills. But, I mean, all things considered here, Dylan, we've talked about kind of the Niners defense here recently and, you know, banged up a little bit. The Chiefs had their chances against the Bills, but, you know, the Bills finally able to get over the hump there in Kansas City. But now, you know, on the road, this should, I think it will be a very close game. I think the Chiefs may struggle a little bit coming off that game against the Bills, but I just think that they're probably the better pick here, and it's probably not ideal for the Niners, again, coming off of what felt like a game that they should win in Atlanta.
Yeah, the Niners have had a couple of those this year and just haven't consistently played at the level that we know they're capable of. But we saw their defense due to the Rams. They lost that game to the Broncos. They've had a few of these kind of strange ones. And then you think about the Chiefs, a team that at 4-2 could have easily lost to the Raiders. A lot of things went their way at the end of that, even the Charger game. So while they're 4-2, while they very much had a chance to beat the Bills, who we've talked about right there with the Chiefs at the top of the AFC, like their record also could be a little bit worse, kind of like it was last year. But at least Kansas City's defense, we've seen some promising things. They did a good job, you know, forcing some turnovers against Buffalo, and just overall, as we've talked about, they just look like a more sound unit at this point. And with what Andy Reid's able to do and what I think that offensive line, this is not the offensive line, obviously, of the Chiefs that was in the Super Bowl when they lost to the Bucks, but even the one where the Niners, the last time these two teams faced off, where the Niners, you know, until the fourth quarter, were pretty much dominating up front and really had held that amazing Kansas City offense in check. But, you know, the Falcons maybe exposed some different things with some of the tendencies of this defense, kept them off balance, obviously, without Bosa. He's supposed to be back from what we're at least they're hoping he is for the Niners. That could make a big difference. I just think the Chiefs have, at this point, still enough of an advantage of where they are as a team. And the flip side, really, with what the defense for the Niners has been able to not accomplish, really, it's still been a struggle for them. The rush defense of the Chiefs compared to past years is better. They struggle to get, you know, in the air, but they're 13th in defensive DVOA against the run. It's just not a great formula for what the Niners have done well in the early going. Maybe things will change a bit in this one. Trent Williams also likely back for San Francisco, but I just think the Chiefs are a better team at this point, and the Niners, I won't be surprised if they win, but I just think there's some, I'm just a little more concerned about that matchup on that side, where this Chiefs defense is not the unit of pass. I think they actually have a fairly solid defense that's starting to come together a bit.
Yeah, this is, like I said, the clear runaway pick, I think, for game of the week.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, just considering the matchup on both sides of the ball for both teams. So yeah, it plays out, but both of us going with the Chiefs. All right, to our betting locks. And Dylan, I think I hit mine last week, finally.
You
did. It seemed like we were just We had really been needing one of those because our betting locks this season have not been great. Whereas I think last year we had a much better year with that. Not the case to this point. But I'm gonna go against kind of where my initial confidence started this season when I said, "Boy, I think the Lions are just getting better. I think they're getting a lot better, and they might be right there, you know, with a chance to do something this season." Well, they can't stop anybody. Of course, they're coming off a bye. Their defense has not been good, as we know. Now they get a Cowboys team who are 7-point favorites in Arlington, who are likely getting Dak back and, you know, still played some pretty good football without him. But I think that with a touchdown in the pocket here, I just think the Cowboys will probably be able to score quite a bit against the Lions. And I also think the Lions will probably struggle a little bit offensively against this Cowboys defense. So for me, give me the touchdown with the Cowboys here.
Yeah, the Cowboys defense, as we know, has been dominant at times in that Philly game, struggled, but that partially is because of the turnovers, putting Philly in good positions in offense, and it's just a really great Philadelphia team overall with an offensive line that, yeah, as good as Detroit's has been, Philadelphia arguably right there at the top of the league. So the Cowboys aren't going to have the same kind of matchup issues there, and it's really the flip side. I think you see what the against defenses that have been fine or even middle of the road, how they've been able to throw the ball with Cooper Rush, and you bring Dak back. We've had guys beyond just CD stepping up in the passing game. Think about Noah Brown and some of the other performers they've had. Other guys have stepped up on their line. Just overall, Dallas, they are a tier below Philly, but I think they're, with that defense and what they can do overall, they're still one of the, at this point, just given how everyone seems to be 3-3 or close to it, Dallas feels like still a contender in the NFC. They're just a much better team than Detroit at this point. I agree with you, definitely, with especially what we saw from Detroit the last time before their bye against New England getting shut out. I'd say that Dallas' defense is right there, if not better than New England's, probably better with some of the players they have and how they've performed so far this year. So that's just a bad setup. It is inside. It's not the same atmosphere as playing in New England, but I just, like you also mentioned, I don't see them stopping Dallas. So I think they'll definitely cover. It was probably, if you hadn't made this pick, it might have been my lock instead.
Well, it's going to be, both of our picks are very similar in a sense, in that yours is going to be the Bears, the Patriots. Patriots are 7.5-point favorites there in Foxborough, and it's based on the defense and what it could do to the opposing offense. And I think this is another one. I probably would have made this my second or third choice for my betting lock, because I just think the Patriots defense against this Bears offense, you know, we saw what they did against the Lions, which I think the Lions offense is better than the Bears offense. and so that, I think, you know, and by the way, Dylan, I don't, because we did do our episode on earlier in the week, but do you remember the discussion we had last week when we were talking about the Thursday night games? And
I said the exact score.
We're going to get like another. Yeah, you just said the wrong team. And I was thinking, no, Dylan, there's no way we can have another game where the winning team scores 12 points. You put that on us. I just want to point that out. Like, you were the one that put that into the universe. But this one, I don't know. I don't think the Bears are scoring, you know, any more than that than they did last week, because I think the Patriots defense probably have a pretty good chance to take control here. So I like this pick for your betting lot.
Yeah, and I thought even at times Bailey Zappi's looked fine with New England's offense. I don't, you know, Chicago still has a solid D, but I wouldn't say it's up there with the best in the league. It's right now 19th in DVOA, 27th against the run. That is a problem with Ramondre Stevenson and this offensive line for New England. I think the Patriots are, it's not just the other side that you mentioned. I do think that, on that side, the Bears are going to struggle immensely to do anything against New England's defense, which has really started to come together. They have struggled a bit against the run, so maybe there is an opening still, if you have a David Montgomery, Khalil Herbert, and these guys to get some fantasy points, but they're going to have to stick to the run as they have all year. And I think with knowing Bill Belichick, if you're one dimensional, it's a problem. And I don't see many good things happening there. And then, yeah, but on the flip side, I do think New England's offense offers enough to at least be competent here to cover that 7.5-point spread. So yeah, this is a pick that's less about the Patriots. It is to an extent. I think, again, their defense has improved over the course of the year. Not a surprising thing that we've seen over the course of Belichick's long tenure there, with how these teams, especially going into late October, November, really start to come together. But especially here, man, the Bears are just, it's a rough watch on offense. And that score, should have known that it was going to go the other way. Although the Bears should have, they had plenty of opportunities to win there at the end of the game against Washington. But man, hopefully we get a better Thursday night. I know we're not quite there, but hopefully we get a better Thursday night game coming up here. Cause wasn't fun. I was flipping back and forth with forget if it was West Virginia. There was some college football game on. I was like, I'm going to just have this on in the background, at least see some competent offense going on.
Well, Dylan, what a segue. Because speaking of competent offenses, you will not find that on one side here of this game. That we are going to start with our upsets of the week. And last week, I went to it was 2 weeks ago. I went to the well of the New York Jets beating the Dolphins, I think. Last week, I went back to New York, Dylan, to take the Giants against the Ravens.
Yep.
This week, I'm going back to New York again, and I am going to take the Giants with the utmost confidence to go on the road and play in Denver against the Denver Broncos. The Broncos are a one-point favorite in this game, and I will say this, and I said it earlier, I cannot think of a more frustrating football team to watch in the NFL in recent years, unless you're just a fan of a certain team. But if you are just a casual, general football fan, and you're watching the game, and you are watching the Denver Broncos play this season, I cannot imagine that outside of some of their defensive skills and just the individual playmakers that they have on offense, the way this team is run somehow, I don't even know what to say. Like, it continues to boggle the mind week after week. And what's the Broncos? Are they two and four now?
Yep.
2-4. They feel like they're 0-6. And it's just, I don't know what's going on there. Clearly, it's just not working. They had a chance against the Chargers, all that, but I am taking the Jets here. I just think that the Broncos against this Jets defense, they're going to have issues. Could the Broncos do some things against the Jets offense? Sure they can. But, man, you want to talk about a team I have zero confidence in right now. That's the Broncos. And I know, again, they've won two games, and I don't want to be, like, overdramatic here. But, Dylan, again, if you watch them play, I can't even imagine what Broncos fans are really thinking right now if you go deep inside their head at this point.
Yeah, I can't imagine it either. We talked about this team so much this whole offseason, and it was almost like not even a question that the offense would be better. It was like they're at least going to be elevated to a certain point. How high that was, there we kind of debated whether it be if they could be a top 10 offense, maybe more in just the top half of the league, but that might be enough if the defense played at a high level. The defense has exceeded expectations. They are playing incredible, keeping them in these games. They could easily be 5-1 with, you look at their losses to Seattle, the loss of the Chargers, and then I forget the other one, the Colts loss, which, oh gosh, talk about the Thursday night game. But like, those three games were right there because the defense kept them in it. They're second in DVOA so far on that side of the ball. I thought they'd be solid, but they're better than I thought. And if you combine that with where this offense is supposed to be, that puts them right in there as a contender, probably the second best team in this division behind the Chiefs. Not clearly in the middle somewhere. Probably, I mean, they lost to the Chargers, but the Chargers haven't been exactly the most exhilarating team the last few weeks. So, man, it's, again, I was joking about being a 3-3 league, but it really does feel like a lot of teams in the bottom half have played better this year. Teams in the top half that we expected to be, at least, have just played down below the level of football. Scoring's down across the league. It's not just defensive defenses that are making this happen, and the strategy and the philosophy that we're seeing across the league change. It's also just sloppy football, and the Broncos are probably one of the teams that you have to point to as one of the biggest culprits here. So yeah, anyway, I know this isn't even about the game, but it's about Denver, and it's about also a team. Maybe we should, a more positive note, the 4-2 Jets have, that game against, we talked about it last week, going into that game, we picked the Packers, but we also said, like, this is an this is kind of a measuring stick game. We're sitting at 3-2, had that big win against the Dolphins. What can we do against a team that has a star quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, against a defense that had played pretty well? And they emphatically won that game. I know they had a block punt touchdown, but they also had their own block punt. So yeah, I think the Jets are just a fun team to follow right now. Zach Wilson definitely looks better than he has been, and I think they have a defense that has started to come together. I know the Packers have struggled against a lot of teams, but maybe this is the team we should be focusing on more. A team that could be, and I'm picking the Jets as well, even if it's not my upset of the week, quote unquote. But I just trust them more, which is crazy to say. These two teams are right neck and neck in DVOA, but a huge special teams advantage for the Jets at third compared to Denver at 28th. I still think the Jets have a solid enough defense here that I just wonder what Denver's really going to do. It's definitely a game I'm curious to watch, probably more curious than I've been to watch some of the other Denver games recently. But it is a big moment here. If Denver wants to get back into the playoff race with some of the games they have left in their schedule, they need to win this probably. Whereas the Jets can really kind of separate themselves and be like, hey, we're actually going to be in this conversation for the long haul. It's a really important for both sides. It's only week 7, but you can see the kind of direction of these two franchises, or at least this season, the direction of these franchises going in opposite directions based on what happens here.
Well, if you thought we were done talking about New York, we're not, because Dylan's going back to New York too, because it worked for me last week, and the Giants are on the road in Jacksonville to play the Jags. 3-point favorites, Jacksonville here, yep, in this game. Believe it or not, I'm not going back to the Giants here, even though I did pick that one against the Ravens. I don't know. To me, this feels like one of those games where they could slip up, because I think the Jags are good enough, even though, you know, they've been inconsistent for sure this season. But home game here, I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards the Jags. I think this may be one again where Giants coming off a huge win. I have not doubted them until, I guess, this point now. But there's just something about this matchup I don't love for the Giants, and so I'm gonna pick the Jags to win this one.
Yeah, given the way that these picks have gone this season, usually when we disagree, you come out on top. So I'm likely going to lose this. I'm going, yeah, like you mentioned, with the Giants, a team that, unlike you, I haven't been picking all year. I've really picked against them almost in every – I might have picked them in a couple early season games, but definitely not last week. Definitely not some against the Packers, when I believe I had the Packers as a betting lock, and we saw how that turned out. The Giants' defense is still a concern overall for me. They're 30th in DVOA. Estimated wins are two under from Football Outsiders projections what they actually have at 5-1. It's a 2.7. That is, at least from a quick glance, easily the biggest difference between how they've actually played and what their record indicates. They've won a lot of really close games. They've found a way to win, and I think there is something to that. But I think against Jacksonville, it's just a team that I was really excited about. We both were early on, and they've just kind of fallen back. And I still think they have a solid team that can, in AFC South, that's still kind of up for grabs, obviously. I still think they can fight back into it, and winning this game will go a long way. Their defensive DVOA is still in the top 10 at 10th. The offense is just on the outside of the top 10. So they're a more complete team. All the advanced numbers that I usually look at and help base up my picks on would tell me to pick Jacksonville, and they are favored. They are ESPN Football Outside, their power index has the Jags as a 72% favorite here. I just think there is something what the Giants are doing. I think what Dable has inspired this team to do. They're maximizing the players they do have. And I just, after what Jacksonville did against the Colts last week, I do still have concerns about week to week what we're going to see from that team. So I'll go with the Giants here in a game that likely will come down to the wire either way with the way the Giants season has gone, and even the Jags. It's just a matter of who ultimately gets the win here.
Yeah, I think that's this one could go either way. That 3 points feels too high, but I guess, again, whoever you pick to win, that's probably the most likely scenario in that case. All right, to our quick picks we go, and I think these will be quicker because there's a lot of touchdown spreads here, as you'll see, as a theme. Not the case in this one. The Saints at the Cardinals. Cardinals 2-point favorites in this game in Phoenix. I mean, Saints are banged up with injuries. We talked about that, especially on the offensive side. And I think, you know, the Cardinals are coming off that loss to the Seahawks, but I still think there's enough there for the Cardinals with new wide receiver Robbie Anderson and the quickest frustration trade maybe I've ever seen, going from the Panthers to the Cardinals pretty quickly after being thrown off the sideline, essentially. I'm going to pick the Cardinals here in this one. I don't have a great feel for this game, but I just, you know, that's when you pick the home team. So,
yeah, I'm picking the Cardinals here too. Not a big fan of them, obviously. I believe I'd pick the Saints to make the playoffs. If I could switch that, obviously I would at this point. They are so banged up. They've had a couple games they could have won here and there. Even last week at times looked like they were in control against the Bengals before they came back there at the end. So, we've talked about this a lot too, though. The splits with Kyler Murray, with and without DeAndre Hopkins. He's coming back from a suspension this week. One of my leagues with deeper benches, I've been stashing him. Can't wait to put him on my starting lineup for this one. I don't know how quickly he'll be acclimated back into things, but I just think there's enough talent from what Kyler can do. I still think at times he's able to make plays when he needs to in these kind of games. We're only 2 weeks off them at home almost beating the Eagles, right? So they have something within them beyond what we just saw in Seattle and a pretty disappointing performance against an offense that, luckily I picked with you, I believe, changed my pick to Seattle right at the last second last week. But I think in this one, Arizona, short week with DeAndre Hopkins coming back, like you said, how banged up New Orleans is, I could see them having a pretty sloppy performance and Arizona taking advantage.
All right, the Falcons at the Bengals. The Bengals, 6-point favorites in this one. I said it, Dylan, last week. Like, we picked against the Falcons, but we said this team has been in every game they played in. Yep. It was 4 points or less. They finally, get a big win here in terms of just, finding a way to get that victory in somewhat convincing fashion against the Niners. Now they go on the road against the Bengals. Telling you right now, the best bet all season long has been the Falcons +4, no matter who they're playing. Yep. And this 6 points feels too high to me because I'm just like, the Falcons have found a way to keep every game interesting. And I'm even going to pick the Bengals, but I still think, again, if you're talking about one of the better bets of the week, I mean, that trend, I guess, has to stop at some point. But right now, I'm riding the Falcons plus the points, no matter who they play at this point, because they have just proven that they're going to be right there in this game. So,
I think so, too. I'm picking the Bengals. I don't feel great about it. These teams are neck and neck in DVOA, kind of split up, though, where Atlanta's stronger on offense, Cincinnati on defense so far. But we just see that, again, it's kind of the reason when we talked about that Saints-Cincinnati game last week, there were some question marks, but at the end of the day, you look at the skill position guys and what Burrow could do in crunch time, and we saw it with the long touchdown to Ja'Marr Chase. I still have concerns about Atlanta's defense, even after that game against San Francisco. I just don't think San Francisco's offense is better as well equipped to take advantage of their weaknesses like what we see from Cincinnati. So that's why I'm picking them at home as well. If this game was in Atlanta, I may have made it an upset pick. We've seen the Falcons play really well at home. We've seen them play well against everyone. So I do think, like, to your point, the 6-point spread is a little disrespectful in my mind. I don't know. Cincinnati's been better. We mentioned early on they're better than what their record indicated, and they've worked their way up to here to 3-3, I believe they're tied with the Ravens for this division lead at this point. But Atlanta, I still have the questions about the defense. I think they've played a little better on offense than what I expect them to stay at over the course of the year. They've run the ball very well, so that is a concern. Cincinnati's rush defense isn't as good as their pass defense over the course of the year so far. 16th in run defense DVOA, 8th in run or pass defense DVOA. So it's going to be close. I like you said, the sure pick would be just the Falcons are going to cover, and like you even mentioned, even under +4 if you get the better odds there. But I'll go with Cincinnati to eke one out, probably by a field goal would be my bet.
All right, and then we have to talk about this next game. The Colts at the Titans. I'm just kidding, of course. The Titans are 2.5-point favorites in Nashville. And, yeah, I mean, look, the Colts, I mean, it hasn't been pretty at times. We know that. But, look, give them credit. They found a way to win that game last week. And, the Titans are coming off of, a nice bye, and these two teams played, it feels like, just 3 weeks ago. Titans won in Indianapolis 24-17. Got off to a good start there, I think, in that game. I just think the Titans coming off the bye, probably the better choice here. But, again, I think the Colts they found a little momentum here. It hasn't been the prettiest at times in these Broncos or Jags games, but this is still a team that, they can be frustrating too at times, but they're finding a way to win some of these games. So I would expect another AFC South showdown here between these two teams, which usually finds a way to get interesting somehow.
Yeah, Colts fans listening to this were probably like, did you forget about us, like you mentioned, in terms of the frustration for what they thought their offense would be able to do with Matt Ryan, and it's still the second worst offensive DVOA in the league, despite what they put up against Jacksonville a week ago. Defense has played better and has looked solid at times and forced turnovers, and I do think there is something for what Indianapolis, at least they've been able to scratch and claw to get to that 3-2-1 record. You feel like they should be 4-2 if they just don't miss. I believe it was Dylan Blankenship was the kicker in week one, missed the field goal that would have not had that be a tie against the Texans. So if they've been, you know, this is really a 4-2 and a 3-2 Titans team. Titans obviously started slow, have worked their way back up. Not surprised. We kind of thought they'd be in the mix here. And they just, I know I picked the Tennessee to win the last time. They have, and I'm going to pick them again, obviously, here with the Titans winning. I just think that they have the Colts number to an extent with the way they've played the last few years. I just think they're, it's just a better football team. I wouldn't say Tennessee's great, but I think they're at least maybe a little behind Indy on the defensive side of the ball, but not by a lot. It's the other side where I think Tennessee does enough good things. We've seen a kind of resurgence from Derrick Henry looking more like his old self the last few games they have. Now he's coming off fresh off this bye week. I think all of that combined, Tennessee's the pick, but it could be a field goal game either way. I still think Tennessee, though, is just the better team, so I'm going to go with them here.
Packers at Commanders. Packers, 5.5-point favorites in this one. Of course, one of the stories, Packers losing home to the Jets and not looking great in the process. Also, the Commanders are going to be without Carson Wentz for a while. Taylor Heineke officially back in the mix there, so confidence in the Packers has certainly dropped at this point, Dylan. But
yeah,
I still think they're the better team here. But they are not a team I'll be having any betting locks on anytime soon. That's for sure.
Nope, giving up that with them. I'm picking them to win here. But this, I mean, already there are kind of panic button has been pushed to an extent in Green Bay. If they lose this game, it's going to go nuclear because, I mean, they looked at that schedule of, with the Giants, Jets, Washington stretch and felt like, all right, this is where we could separate ourselves. Instead, they've lost the first two of those. They can't lose this one also. Washington's defense has been better. They're fifth in rush defense DVOA. It's not a great matchup for what Green Bay's done on offense to this point where, you know, they've kind of relied on the running game to lead them. So I do have concerns about, the spread, 5.5, I get it, but who knows what we'll see from maybe Washington's offense. We'll have something else. It's Heineke for sure is going to be the starter, I think. So, boy, I maybe they'll bring a different element with him that at times has looked fine in his short brief stint there with the Commanders. And I'm still going to pick the Packers, but man, I was tempted looking at this to be like, just go with Washington. They found a way to beat the Bears. I still think they're a pretty bad team overall. I think I don't want to put them anywhere close to the level of even what the Jets have, for example, been able to do, or obviously the Giants. So I'll go with Green Bay finding a way to win, and maybe it's a get-right game, but I still think overall, as we talk about the Packers, I still think they have a lot of question marks. Two of their next three games are against the Bills and Cowboys. It's not going to be easy to get the Eagles not too far after that. It's an interesting time for a Green Bay fan base that hasn't been used to this level of, especially on offense, mediocre play. They've just really, it's been tough, like you said, to watch them, and the defense is all the way 24th in DVOA. It's not like they've been dominant there. Their estimated record win total from Football Outsiders is 2, so they already have topped that. It's not pretty for them, I will say that, but I think they have to be the pick over Washington at least this week.
Well, if you want to know the state of the Carolina Panthers, the Bucs are 11-point favorites on the road against the Panthers. And remember, this is the Bucs coming off of, weren't they double-digit favorites, Dylan, or was it 9? I don't remember what the
close
number was
to, yeah, 8.5 or 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 8.5 or 9 against the Steelers. And, well, that didn't turn out well. But yet they are still 11-point favorites here on the road against the Panthers. Again, that kind of shows you where the Panthers are at. As we said, just traded Robbie Anderson. Just everything is a mess. I guess Sam Darnold is coming off of IR. I don't know exactly what that means just yet. I don't think he's supposed to play this week, though. But, I think it's going to be P.J. Walker. So, again, I mean, look, I'm going to pick the Bucs, but I'm not to the point of, like, even against the Panthers, like, feeling great about the Bucs by double digits against maybe anyone at this very moment. But, I'm going to pick the Bucs, obviously, in this game.
Yeah, I'm picking the Bucs too. They've put up some points in some previous games. The Pittsburgh one, I don't know if we can expect them against a Carolina defense that's been fine, but overall by the end of the game you saw the deficiencies against the Rams and how they're able to slow them down and finally figured out some things, got those two touchdown drives that put it away. It's the other side where I feel like I still, if I had to pick this game one way or the other on the spread, I would pick Tampa, and it's because of Carolina's offense. They put up 3 points. They had a pick six that on a bobbled pass, and it could have been illegal. Like, there's, you know, they just looked abysmal on that side of the ball, and if it's not McCaffrey doing something, there's just nothing else for them to be done. They're last in offensive DVOA. They're the last place team overall in DVOA. They're expected to stay there from Football Outsiders Dave projection model. So yeah, they're one of the worst teams in the league. But Tampa Bay, despite their record, probably should be a bit better than 3-3. They're just continuing with all these teams that feel like they're kind of in the middle of the pack when they shouldn't be. But I think Tampa Bay has to be a pick here. I think their offense will have a better performance. And I think if I had, again, to pick one way or the other, I'd pick them to cover.
The Browns at the Ravens. The Ravens, 6-point favorites at home there in this one. Browns coming off of not a great performance against the Patriots, to say the least. Ravens, again, coming off that loss against the Giants. To me, Dylan, this feels like a nice bounce-back game here for the Ravens against the Browns team that I just don't really think's going a whole lot of anywhere at the moment.
Yeah, frustrated fan base in Baltimore, well, in Cleveland too, but in Baltimore, not in the same way Denver is. Unlike Denver, where it's just you're desperate and it's been just depressing at times to watch what they've done. Baltimore, it's like, how are we 3-3 with how good they've been? And it takes a pretty bad interception from Lamar Jackson at the end of that game against the Giants to put the Giants in position to take back the lead against them. They looked like they were in control for large portions of the game. They just have not been able to finish. It's a consistent problem. It was a consistent problem before this last game against the Giants. They're still third in overall DVOA. I think their defense is going to be better than where it's at, 16th over the course of the year. Offense is still towards the top of the league, and that's not saying much given how offense is down overall. But I'm picking them to win because Cleveland just that, you know, for all the things that I think I said this last week, I picked the Browns. I think we both did to beat the Patriots, but I also said, like, I won't be shocked if we come in next week and New England puts a beat down on them. It's exactly what happened. And it was the worst that Brissett has looked. Their defense has just been there's been holes that have been unplugged throughout the whole season. And I just really worry that the Ravens are going to have a kind of a statement game, like get back on track and put up a bunch of points in this one. And I don't trust Cleveland's offense. Maybe they'll keep it closer because of, you know, their ability to run the football, and at times how we've seen the Ravens struggle there. Again, the Ravens haven't been great overall in defense, 24th in rush defense DVOA. So maybe there's a little bit of a matchup thing here where Cleveland keep it closer. I just don't really trust Cleveland's defense to slow down Baltimore in this one. I think Baltimore will, after what happened last week, feel like they need to make a statement in this game.
All right, here's another touchdown. Close to it. This one is a touchdown. The others, we said, 6, 5.5, ones like that. But Texans at the Raiders. So the Raiders, 7-point favorites in Vegas. I never really considered this as a betting lock because I think the Texans are kind of one of those teams that you don't feel like, you know, maybe necessarily going to win a lot of these kind of games, but maybe good enough to keep them close at times. Of course, they're coming off the what was the game? They had the bye before. Yeah, they had the bye
Chiefs.
Before that to beat the Jags in Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah. The Texans, yeah. Sorry.
So the Texans, yeah. So that's the one I was thinking of. And, of course, the Raiders, like you said, that game against the Chiefs. I mean, I'm picking the Raiders here. I don't know if maybe I'm making too much of an argument for the Texans, but they feel like another one of those teams that's probably just going to be right there, Dylan, you know, in a lot of these games, but maybe still just don't have the complete roster to win these kind of games.
No, I think the Raiders, as we've talked about, have underperformed for what their record indicates, unlike a lot of teams where I feel like they have overperformed. This is a Raider team that is almost expected to have two more wins. They're really close to an expected 3-3 record at this point. And given what they did against Kansas City, given what we saw, where they really had a 99.9 win probability against Cardinals for a long time in that one, they're a much better football team than Houston. Yes, they could have a letdown game, but I don't see it happening at home in this one, even if it was in Houston. I think Vegas just has enough there. And I don't know if Houston has enough on the other side to really take advantage of their deficiencies that I still think believe are there on defense. They could have a letdown game after what happened in Kansas City, feeling like they let one get away that would have been huge for their playoff chances for getting back into the might be tough for them to have imagined getting back into the race in that division, but at least in the postseason race. They have to win this one if they want to stick and have a chance. And it is so wide open with all the teams kind of having, middle of the pack kind of 3-3 type records. So I'll pick Vegas in a game that if they lose, then I'll start having some questions. But I think they're a better football team than what they've shown overall, and I think they'll show that in this one. I think I would pick them to cover this game if I had to go against the spread.
All right, a team you're not going to pick to cover, I feel like. The Seahawks are at the Chargers. The Chargers, 6.5-point favorites in this game. You saw it. I originally picked the Seahawks before we made our official picks. I really thought long and hard about this one because you talk about a frustration. And like I said, it goes back to the Broncos. I'm sorry. But that Chargers-Broncos game, frustrating. And the Chargers also seem like a team that management at times I don't know that it's the best, to say the least, in terms of the in-game management there with the Chargers. But I'm going to pick them here, Dylan, but I'll tell you right now. I go back several years ago. What was it? I picked the Cowboys to make the NFC Championship game, I think. That didn't work out. I think it was the injury, wasn't it, that derailed that.
Yeah.
I picked the Chargers to make the Super Bowl, and I have never wanted to hit the reverse button. Rewind as much as this, because there is no way this team, and the way, I'm not saying they're not talented enough, but I just think that, again, you want to talk about frustration, they can be frustrating to watch right now, and I think they win this game, but that 6.5 points, no thanks.
Very inconsistent. You see what they, it's not exactly the same as what the Raiders did, but they really felt like they could have also beaten the Chiefs in their earlier Thursday night game, probably the best Thursday night game we've gotten so far. But then you see the performance against the Jaguars. You see, even like last week, like you said, it's just a confounding team to see some of the talent they have on offense and how it's been utilized in the early going. Keenan Allen expected to be back. I do think that we have seen at times Herbert look to him on third downs, and maybe this will help their efficiency there. I still think they're a better football team than what they've shown, so I'm picking them here. I still think overall Seattle, maybe not a top 10 DVOA team by the finish of the year, maybe more in the middle of the pack. They're still better than we anticipated going in. I don't feel good about picking the Chargers here. Like you said, I would pick for sure the Seattle to cover, and I'd honestly just even look at just picking them to win straight up, given what the odds might be. So I'm picking the Chargers again, but I'm really, this is one that feels like we're going to come back and look at it and be like, what are we even thinking, given what we've seen so far? I just think the Chargers have, again, more in the tank than what we've seen. And maybe this is a little, it does feel like some of these games they've played at home, not necessarily the Jacksonville game, but even like against Denver, there's a lot of Denver fans. There's going to be a lot of Seattle. There's a lot of Seattle fans in LA already. There'll be a lot probably coming out to this game rather than trying to go to whenever the Rams host Seattle. So, yeah, I think there's a level of just a complacency we've seen with the Chargers at home at times. I'm so close to even trying to, even though I've already said I'm picking the Chargers, I just have, as you can tell, I'm very much struggling just trying to imagine the world where the Chargers cover. So if anything that you can take away from whatever I've said right here, it is to bet against the Chargers, at least to not cover the spread.
There you go. I don't think that's a bad decision at all at this point. Yeah, it's just, again, that, I don't know what it is. It seems like we've had a lot of primetime games this year, mostly the Thursday night games, but some of these primetime games at times have just been frustrating to watch, and that was another one with the Broncos and the Chargers. All right, we will wrap it up here with this one. That's the Steelers at the Dolphins. Dolphins, 7-point favorites at home here against the Steelers. Like I said, a lot of 6-point, 7-point spreads here. It's one that's kind of interesting to think about. But Tua should be back, at least that's the expectation. So I think with Tua back, all his weapons, Dolphins defense has certainly not been, I don't think, stellar by any means, Dylan. But this feels like a decent spot for them against Kenny Pickett and company there. I guess, though, is Pickett, what's the situation there with Pickett? I'm trying to remember what.
He got a concussion, right? Or at least was taken into the protocol.
Yeah. I was going to say...
It looks like he's health-permitting, he's going to start. That's what... Okay. And it looks like he practiced fully today. We're recording Wednesday, so he practiced fully today. So
well,
it looks like
listen,
he'll be gone.
Either way, I think no matter who the quarterback is, you're probably still leaning the Dolphins here, and that's what I'm going to do. So, yeah, I think Tua's back. Of course, that's going to be a storyline to watch, kind of see what his performance is like. But I just think the Dolphins are probably set up better to win this game. That 7 feels a little high to me, but... I just think the Dolphins are the better pick.
Yeah, I'm picking the Dolphins too. It is a little high given what we've seen from Miami. Their defense hasn't been dominant by any means. They looked pretty good for large portions of that game against Minnesota. It did slow down an offense attack that has been solid enough this year, given how offense is down. They've looked kind of like they did a year ago. So just a little bit different outcomes in terms of their one score games. Obviously, the Vikings on the bye, but it's just the Steelers. It's a weird game with what I feel like that game went against Tampa was as much about the problems with what the Bucs have struggled with on offense and their identity. They've 30th in a run offense DVOA. The Dolphins are more towards the middle of the pack. I think they'll have enough balance. I think there'll be enough things going on that side. And still, the Steeler offense hasn't really taken advantage of some of the opportunities they've had over the course of this early season so far. And even against... Maybe against Miami they can get a little more going. I think that spread is a bit high. If this game was in Pittsburgh, even if the Dolphins were favored by, say, like 4 points, I probably would pick Pittsburgh. But I think partially, too, it is going there into – I know they're not going to have to deal with the same right? Is this not the Sunday night game? If I'm not mistaken. They're not going to have to deal with the –
Yeah, Sunday night game. Yep.
They're not going to have to deal with the how they've – the bench set up, as you know, in Miami, how they have the road bench – very much right in the sun, and they're positioned right underneath the shade, so they won't have that advantage in this one. But I still think the Dolphins are a better team. They've lost a couple games without Tua. I think as long as Tua's hopefully he's fully healthy and actually everything's good to go there, we've seen when he's been on the field what this team can do and how strong they looked in early going. So I think that relying on that that we feel like we're still going to get that Dolphins team, not necessarily the one that lost, got blown out by the Jets and struggled to move the ball against Minnesota.
Yep, we will see what happens there in that one. But an interesting slate, like we said, not the best if you just compare point spreads here for a lot of these games. But we'll see what happens with some of these here in Week 7. But, of course, Dylan, it's all covered over Clutch Points, everything that everyone needs to get ready for the Week 7 here, as well as the NBA is getting started, as we know. Season has officially begun, and... You and I, Dylan, we're just going to ignore the fact that the Major League Baseball playoffs are still going on. From what I understand, the season is over, so I don't even know if there's still baseball being played at the moment. But if there is, let everybody know where they can find that stuff.
Yeah, from a Dodger fan's point of view, these might be four of the worst teams outside of if the Giants were in it instead of the Phillies that you can imagine. But you can follow all those supposed baseball games that are still happening in the Clutch Points app. You can follow NFL games in the Clutch Points app, as well as the NBA season, as you mentioned, that just started. We have a lot of coverage of predictions for all these games, all the injury updates, news coverage of all the NFL games as we're approaching them. We'll have betting previews the day of, or at least the day before. Tons of stuff. Stardom, sit-em recommendations for fantasy football. If you search fantasy on the homepage of clutchpoints.com, you can find that there. Tons of good stuff, and hopefully I have a better. I think I went 7. I believe at one point last week in my picks I was 3-7. Ended up going 7-7. So hopefully I have a little bit more luck here. I think we only have one game we disagreed on this week, so maybe I just need to keep sticking with you, given your advantage with those so far.
Yep, we will see if that is the case. But check everything out there at Clutch Points, and as always, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Any podcast app you use, search for Establish the Pass. Thanks as always for listening to the podcast, and we'll talk to you next time here on Establish the Pass podcast.